Welcome to Dad's Wild Podcast, the podcast that explores the amazing natural world that surrounds us and astounds us. I'm your MC, Dustin Bean, and our hosts, Susan Altrui and Joy Matlock, will share insights and mind-blowing facts that will leave you saying, "That's wild." It's all about inspiring you, the listener, to value and conserve our natural world. That's Wild is brought to you by the Arkansas Zoological Foundation and produced by the Little Rock Zoo. So with that, let's get wild.
Welcome back. It's another episode of That's Wild, and we're going to paint a scene, paint a picture, if you will.
Dig, if you will, a picture.
Think, if you will, a picture. I want you to close your eyes, if you will, for a moment. Now, if you're driving, I don't want you to do that. But for those of you that are listening or watching, just close your eyes for a moment. Think of the forest. Think of another area. It could even be the ocean. Think of an area, though, where we have wildlife, where there's wildlife breathing, walking. Maybe they're running. Maybe they're climbing. Maybe they're activating. Maybe they're eating. They're just doing something wild. There's wildlife all around us, constantly thriving, breathing, hunting, and surviving. Constantly surviving. And right here in Arkansas, Joy, we live alongside millions of wild animals, and they are all over right now, and we don't always see them. I'm Susan Altrui, director of the Little Rock Zoo, and I am joined by Joy Matlock, my wonderful co-host, who is here in a beautiful color of blue today.
It's my superpower blue.
That's your superpower. Yes. I love that. Well, welcome, Joy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining
us everyone.
Here today.
I'm Joy Matlock.
Yes.
And Susan, what a setup. What a lovely visual you had us going through. Mm. And I'm sensing a theme here. Could it be perhaps animal superpowers?
It just might be, Joy. If humans could do what animals do naturally, we'd definitely call it a superpower. We certainly would. So why don't we start off with the most underrated superpower of them all, invisibility.
Ooh, I'd love to be invisible. Mm. Well, but we don't mean necessarily vanishing into thin air, like in the movies.
Yeah.
But we're talking about animals, real animals, that have mastered the art of hiding so well that you could walk right by them and never know that they were there.
Yep. You know, it's interesting. That's what makes our Hidden Corners exhibit so exciting. You'll find some really incredible species there. That's an exhibit that we are about to open, thanks to a very generous gift from the Conway Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's going to have tiny dart frogs, tree boas, full of species that specialize in staying hidden, which is really interesting. So whether through color, texture, or just knowing how to sit perfectly still, there are lots of ways that species stay hidden.
Yeah, and that's going to be a really cool exhibit. I love thinking about what it's going to finally look like. You'll be able to find animals that blend into leaves that look like rocks or even mimic moss and other twigs in that exhibit. It's a whole world of things that are easy to overlook if you're not actually paying that close attention.
And you know, that's the fun part, and it's sometimes something that we have to remind our guests about, because you can get frustrated if you're looking at a habitat and you don't see the animals immediately. You have to take a moment, because it's in their nature to want to hide.
Sure.
So you've got to take some time to really look, because they know how to hide really, really well. So that's something that we always remind people. We have people come up to us sometimes and say, "I didn't see any animals. Where are the animals?" Well, you know, here, go look in this area, go look in that area. We tell them, because sometimes we know their little areas of where they like to hide in their little pockets, because that's in their nature to hide. And it's what they do to protect themselves. And that's part of the reality. So that's something that if you're at a zoo and you're looking for an animal and don't see one, take another look, because it is part of what they do is hide.
And that's a nice reminder, because sometimes the most incredible things are right in front of us. And that's another really good reminder too, just in our day-to-day hustle bustle. When you come to a zoo and you're looking for that animal, just slow down for a moment, you know. Mindfulness at the zoo. Be in the moment.
I think that's one of the great things about the zoo, is it does remind you to slow down. Take a moment. Take a moment to be with your family. And take that moment to just enjoy being outdoors. Enjoy being in nature and the surroundings that you're in. It's that constant reminder. That's why we have places like zoos.
Absolutely.
Is to be able to remind ourselves of that. You know, we live in urban environments. A lot of us do. And we don't get the opportunity to enjoy nature and to enjoy what's around us. And so that's an opportunity to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Really is.
We're very blessed to have
definitely.
That.
And once you start looking for that hidden wildlife, you do start to see it everywhere. It's interesting how that happens.
Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about invisibility, but it's not just a cool trick. It's actually a survival strategy.
Mm-hmm. And in the Hidden Corners exhibit, you will find some of the best survival experts that we have ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Like the Vietnamese mossy frog.
Mm.
Its bumpy green skin looks just like a clump of moss. But that's not all. It can live both in water and on land. It even breathes through, catch this, its skin, even when it's hiding underwater. Could you imagine?
Now that's wild.
Yeah,
that's wild. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that makes it super adaptable to different environments, whether it's wet, dry, or somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So it can be anywhere and still survive. That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And I've got another one for you. There's the tentacled snake, one of the weirdest animals that's going to be in this exhibit. And it doesn't chase its food. It waits patiently, completely still, camouflaged in the water like a little stick or root. And its secret weapon, tiny tentacles on its snout that can feel fish moving nearby, even if the water's muddy or dark.
Huh.
And it strikes.
I love that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, he's kind of an opportunistic.
Opportunistic,
yes,
right.
Passive.
Passive
eater.
Opportunistic hunter.
Love that. Love that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the Amazon milk frog. Mm. And this frog lives way up in the trees where it can get plenty, very, very dry sometimes. So it produces a milky coating on its skin. Catch this. And it keeps it from drying out and even protects it from infections. So it's like carrying its own built-in survivor gear. Can you imagine having that own your own survivor gear just in your own skin?
Yeah, but those are some of the adaptations that we see all the time from animals in the wild, the things that they have adapted to help them survive in their environment. Mm-hmm. Really fascinating things. It really is truly amazing the different things we see in animals and what they can do, and that's just another example.
Exactly.
Survival ability, it's an important superpower, and there's one more that we have not discussed yet.
Well, most animals don't just adapt and survive, they actually improve the ecosystem.
Yes.
They help keep nature healthy, balanced, and thriving for all species, including us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's an ecosystem superhero working hard out there for us and for the entire environment all the time. You might have seen one hopping in your yard or crossing the road at night, but there's so much more to these animals than what meets the eye.
Hopping across. And I guess that brings us to today's special guest, an animal that a lot of people overlook because, you know, they might be in the pathway as you're trying to walk. But once you learn what they can really do, you might just become one of their biggest fans.
Oh, I'm excited to learn more. And
me
I think
too.
We have a guest today that Hannah is going to bring on. It's going to educate us about who our jumping and jumpy little friend is.
Very good. Love it.
Well, welcome back, Hannah.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about our special guest that we have today.
Okay. They say not all superheroes wear capes.
Sometimes they will show.
Yeah. Let me introduce you to this lady real quick.
Okay. Oh, so I've got to ask, why the gloves?
Okay. So one of the really cool things about amphibians, which we'll talk a lot more about, is they have semi-permeable skin.
Mm.
So that means anything that might be on my hand, like lotion, which I shouldn't have anything on my hand, but if I did, chemicals, lotion, anything, it could go through her skin.
Oh my gosh.
So just to be extra cautious, I like to wear gloves when we're handling these guys. It also helps me, I spray down my gloves to help keep her moist because talk about a superpower.
Yep.
They can breathe through their skin.
That's amazing.
Okay.
So one of the things about having that semi-permeable skin is as long as it stays moist, they can use it for gas exchange. So oxygen's going into their bloodstream and carbon dioxide's going out.
That's incredible. That's wild. I saw you earlier spraying her down. Mm-hmm. So that's why you were doing that, to get some moisture on the skin and kind of keep things
in
balance there.
They also have their own mucus that they use to keep their skin wet because that's all important to making sure they can do that gas exchange.
Mm.
Now, while I have her, and let me tell you a little bit more about her real quick before I go off on all these tangents that I want to tell you because there's so many things.
Yeah.
Do you see those big, gigantic lumps behind her eyes?
Yes.
Those are poison glands.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
So all toads, I believe all, and if not all, it's most of all, are poisonous.
Oh.
Do you remember the difference in poison and venom? Because there is a big difference.
One of them has to do, I think, if I remember correctly, with injecting.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
So snakes, venomous snakes, are venomous because they have to bite you and it has to be injected. If she was venomous, I wouldn't be holding her. Mm-hmm. So poison is something you have to eat. So as long as I don't eat this toad.
Ah. We're good.
It's tempting.
No plans there.
Yeah. We are good. So
wow.
When I first brought her out, so these guys are native to the Amazon rainforest. Uh-huh. As soon as I showed you to her, or showed her to you, you noticed that she was really, really hard to see, right?
Yes. Yep, yep.
So they get their name smooth-sided toad because they're not as lumpy or as warty mm-hmm. as other toads. Mm-hmm. You can still mm-hmm. see some of their warts, but that whole light coloration on top of her back, and then she's got dark brown on her sides. Mm-hmm. When she was sitting in the dirt, she looked like a leaf
she
on the
sure,
dirt.
She yeah, absolutely yeah. did.
For those who are listening, when Hannah first took her out of this little tub that she had her in, there's lots of other leaves that are brown and kind of the same color that she is. It was hard for us to know where she was. She was completely camouflaged in this area. It was really fascinating. Mm-hmm. And we had to really look hard, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, there she is. But it's absolutely incredible just how good she is at camouflage because of the way she looks.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a second when I opened yeah. it. I was like, okay, which one of these is the leaf? And
yeah.
She's a big toad.
She's very
so
big.
So she's yes. actually not as yes. big as they get. They can get 7 to 9 inches, which
no yeah.
in terms that we can all understand is uh-huh. about a small pizza.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Small pizza.
Everything comes back to food.
It us. Does for yeah, us. You had to relate it to something us. We understand. We understand. Now, remind me, where are they from? Where do you find them?
So they're from
her?
The Amazon rainforest. Yep. Okay. And yep. one of the big, there are always exceptions, but one of the big differences in frogs and toads is toads like her tend to live on the ground,
mm-hmm.
So which is why she needs to look like a leaf and
yep.
Dirt. And then frogs tend to live in the trees. Again, not always true. There yeah, are exceptions. Yeah. So reptiles have a scale barrier. So when we've brought reptiles on this before, they've got scales to make sure that nothing gets through their skin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Again, that's one of their adaptations for being amphibians. And actually, do you know what amphibian means? It comes from a Greek word.
No, I don't think I do.
It means double life. And it doesn't mean the scandalous kind of double life. It means that they can live in land or on water.
Okay, uh-huh. That makes total
that
sense.
Makes
yeah,
her
that
an
makes
amphibian.
Total sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, double life.
So
very
how
good.
Did we kind of the Little Rock Zoo come to have her?
Okay, so we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. We, as accredited zoos with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, we not only work together for endangered or SSP species, we also work together to fill exhibits because even though she doesn't typically come out on programs, being on exhibit is a way to educate people.
Absolutely.
So it is mm-hmm. important that we have this animal represented. So what I did was I posted on, we have a network, the Animal Exchange, posted on there that we were opening a new exhibit, listed several species, and then other zoos worked together to get her to us. So she came from another zoo.
Well, and that's actually one of the great benefits about having an accredited zoo are those networks like that that you can work through. And also, too, the exchange of information on how to care for species mm-hmm. and things of that sort as well.
Exactly. So, like, we're opening the new Komodo dragon exhibit, as everyone knows we're super excited about. We've never had Komodo dragons before.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Bronx Zoo. They were really, really critical in telling me things I needed to consider when building the exhibit and mm-hmm. taking care of them. Safety considerations. So we work with other zoos to swap information all the time
That's
so that
great.
Our animals are healthy and happy.
That's great.
I love that. And with the AZA accreditation, we know that we are getting quality animals. We're getting quality information.
They're
because
from a good source.
Yes.
From a great source.
Sustainable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we
yes.
all meet those standards of animal care.
And let's yeah. talk what we mean by from a good source, because sometimes it might mean we don't know where an animal is coming from. It could be the illegal pet trade.
There are a lot of animals that are endangered in the wild because mm-hmm. of collection for the pet trade or over collection in general. So it is really important to know where your animals are coming from and to be supporting, you know, good causes. Like, we don't want to get this animal, luckily, is not endangered in the wild, mm-hmm. but we don't want them to become endangered because they're being unsustainably collected for things like zoos, which is why we do not get them that
That's
way.
Right. That's right.
So I do want to talk a little bit about coloration.
Please do.
There is an animal in the Hidden Corners exhibit, just one, that does stay hidden in burrows and things, but has really bright coloring for a purpose so that it does stand out. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I'm going to guess some type of frog or dart frog.
Yes, so the mm-hmm. dart frogs.
Yeah, okay. That makes
sense. So they have what's called aposematic coloration. which is a fancy word for saying their color is a warning.
Oh, so, say that one more time. Aposematic.
Hope I'm
okay.
saying it right.
That's what I've always that's said. The word of the day.
I love that.
Aposematic.
Let's add that.
It's all a warning because poison dart frogs are poisonous. They're very poisonous. Some are so poisonous they can kill an adult person. Luckily, in zoos, actually, I guess it's not lucky because we still wouldn't be eating them. but they are only poisonous in the wild because it has to do with what they eat. Mm. So all of our dart frogs at the zoo are completely non-poisonous. Fun fact.
Okay.
Interesting.
Our dart frogs are living in a mixed species exhibit mm-hmm. with snakes. So that's something we get asked a lot is, why will these snakes not eat the frogs? It actually goes all back to aposematic coloration. So that snake knows that is not safe to eat.
Huh. Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're going to leave them alone because
Might not be a good idea.
Okay.
Couple of superhero things.
Sure.
And then I will leave you with your thoughts. okay. So it's mostly frogs that are known for their long, sticky tongues, but toads have them too. So super speed. They can shoot their tongues out faster than you can blink your eye.
That's wow.
Catch their food. They can also just, this guy will mostly launch at his prey. So. Not doing a lot now, but can be really fast when she wants
okay.
to. Wow. Toads, she's got some kind of stumpy legs compared to frogs. So mm-hmm. toads are mostly designed to dig and burrow. Frogs jump a lot more and have longer legs. Mm-hmm. So some frogs can jump 50 times their body length,
ooh.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
So leaping in to solve crime, no problem. And then, okay, this one's crazy.
Okay.
And this mostly happens with younger frogs and toads. They can regenerate some of their limbs.
Oh, that's wild.
Right.
Yeah, that's wild.
Right.
Like I left my leg yesterday.
Left my leg yesterday. Need a new one.
No problem.
Need a new one.
It's mostly young frogs and toads, but mm-hmm. full-grown salamanders as adults are known for being able to regenerate. So.
I wish we had that superpower.
Do we wish we had? I mean, we don't lose limbs often. I mean, right. sometimes it happens, but I mean, as a species,
no
we're not known for it.
Right.
But, you know, we hope we don't lose a limb.
That's true.
My gosh.
So, yeah, those are just a couple of things that, you know, she should be wearing a cape because
absolutely.
I can't think of anything that, else
that's
more of a power.
Definitely a superhero trait, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Amazing.
100%.
Amazing. But we're super excited for people to see some of these animals mm-hmm. that you don't often see because they're hidden. So that exhibit opening is going to be a really cool, fun thing for us.
Well, and I love that we're able to bring individuals like this out for an up-close look.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit more about how important that is to get the up-close look with the ambassador animals and some of the work that you do there.
Yeah, and actually it's interesting because we have ambassador that's a really good thing to talk about. We have traditional ambassador animals that go off grounds for programs like Steve, and then we've redefined the term ambassador animals to include some animals on exhibit. So even though she's never going to go to schools or anything like that, we did include protocols and training and handling so that she can come out and meet people mm-hmm. because it is completely different to see this animal up close than it is
definitely.
To see her behind glass.
Yeah, so definitely.
Every awesome. Single animal that we can safely do so can be brought out to talk to guests.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. I mean, for a kid to be able, or even an adult, to be mm-hmm. able to see this animal up close and personal is a real educational mm-hmm. moment.
Yeah, and unless you're
wonderful.
In the Amazon rainforest, even if you are in the Amazon rainforest.
Oh, you'd have a hard time finding this one. Yeah, I mean, we couldn't even find her in a box.
Right.
I mean,
you're
I can't imagine finding her in the forest. Yeah.
I love this. What a treat for us here mm-hmm. in Arkansas to have exhibits like this and professionals like Hannah to teach
yes.
and to make sure the message is driven home about what we can do and how important it is to take care of these little animals on our planet who do so much for us.
Yes. Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So, Susan, whether it's frogs that disappear into their surroundings or snakes that can sense food without even moving, or toads that can help improve the ecosystem, animals have some pretty cool superpowers, incredible superpowers, actually.
Well, you know, you don't even have to travel far to be able to see some of these superpowers. Mm-hmm. You can go to the Little Rock Zoo, or if you are listening or watching and you're not in Arkansas, go to your local AZA-accredited zoo to see some fantastic superpowers mm-hmm. and also some of those hidden worlds that we've been talking about. And speaking of hidden worlds, mm-hmm. we have our new Hidden Worlds exhibit that's going to be opening soon at the Little Rock Zoo. So if you're in Arkansas, come out and see us because that's going to be a fantastic new exhibit. You can see our wonderful friend that Hannah showed us today. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really special. We're excited about that.
A great way for people to see animals that they wouldn't normally see.
That's right.
And we hope that today's episode inspired you to appreciate the animals that you do see and to think twice about the ones that you might not be able to see.
Yep. And, you know, every time that you come to visit a zoo like the Little Rock Zoo, visiting an accredited zoo contributes to the conservation of wildlife.
Absolutely.
It contributes to saving the world around us, and it helps us to do the work of conservation. It's hugely important.
It is. So thank you again for joining us for this episode of That's Wild. We hope to see you next time. And remember, stay wild.